Russian installed authorities have ordered all residents of the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson to leave immediately ahead of an expected Ukrainian advance. In the Telegram post on Saturday afternoon, the regional pro-Kremlin administration called on civilians to use boat crossings over the Dnieper River to move deeper into Russian-held territory. They cited a tense situation on the front and the threat of shelling and alleged terror attacks by Kyiv. Kherson has been in Russian hands since the early days of the invasion in February. The city is the capital of a region of the same name, one of four Russian President Vladimir Putin illegally annexed last month. Some 80,000 people joined a rally in Berlin on Saturday in solidarity with women-led protests in Iran, sparked by the death in custody of a young woman detained by Iran's morality police. Some marchers joining a rally called by a women's collective brandished slogans such as "Women, Life, Freedom." Some participants waved Kurdish flags. Iran has seen some 6 weeks of growing women-led protests, and Saturday shopkeepers and factory workers went on strike as citizens continued to react angrily to the death in custody of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old arrested for allegedly breaching the country's strict dress code for women. In the United States, government figures show illegal border crossings hit the highest level ever recorded in the past year. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection say a surge in migration from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua saw more than 227,000 migrants stopped at the border with Mexico last month. For the year that ended September 30th, migrants were stopped 2.38 million times. That's a 37% increase from the prior fiscal year. The numbers reflect deteriorating economic and political conditions in some countries, the relative strength of the U.S. economy, and uneven enforcement of Trump-era asylum restrictions. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Vatican said Saturday it and China had renewed a secret and contested agreement on the appointment of Roman Catholic bishops in the communist country. It was the second time the accord, which is still provisional, was extended for another 2 years since it was first reached in 2018. The latest extension had been widely expected, with Pope Francis foreseeing it in an exclusive interview with Reuters on July 2nd. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.